means in Islamata min abeitzim, below your beitzim, from the yevah. Lamala means lamala min abeitzim, which means on your shoulders above. Well, now kishos, that means like cucumber, shleib is man, a ton of like this. Kishem shekosha shleib is man, the same way it's no good if it's not the right season. Kach yofa is man, the same way it is good if you eat it on the right season. Omra Papa, Zmano Tamas. When is the good time? When the summertime Tamas, that's the good season. Shleib Zmano Tevet, that's in the winter. Yom Nisan, Yom Tishrei, and Nisan, and Tishrei, Le'malav Lekosh, it's not good and it's not bad. Now we go back to what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omar, Kis will get Liishti. If a man says to give a get to his wife, and then the Ochsoi Kudra Gaikis, and then he gets the sickness that the demons get a hold of him. So the Mishnah says, then the person says over a second time, don't write the get for my wife. We don't listen to his second words. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Kaisvin v'naisnan get liyalter. In other words, the Mishnah means we have a right to give the get right now. Even though the husband right now was not well, but still, since he gave the command to give the get when he was well, the shliach has a right to give the get right now. No, we have to wait until the husband becomes well, until the demon leaves him. That's when you can first give over the get. So Gemara says, now my time is Rosh Lakish. What's Rosh Lakish's reason? Tikutani, because it says in the Mishnah, his last words mean nothing. So Mashma, we don't care what he says now, but rather what he said before, therefore we can go and give the get. No, his last words means nothing. What does that mean, the Mishnah? So the chimisitzel, that when he gets well, we just don't have to ask him over again. But but really, we don't have the right to write or give the get until the husband becomes well. So we'll see what the machlokes is. So Mora says that of my kemifligi, what is the machlokes? In other words, from the Mishnah itself, it's not mashma one way more than the other way. So what's the really arguing then? So most of the argument svara that Resh Lakish mad milay liyoshin. Resh Lakish says it's more daima to a person that's sleeping. In other words, when a husband is sleeping and he made a shliach before, the shliach could give the get even though he's sleeping. Rav Yechon mad milay l'shait. Rav Yechon says no, it's more daima when a husband's a shait. If a husband became a shaita, then a get cannot be given for him. So more yes now, but why? Rav Yechonin namin admayin liyoshin. Why doesn't Rav Yechonin say here the fact that the person got the shade, the demon went into him, why isn't it just like he's sleeping? Tamara says no. Yoshin loy mechusa maisa. When he's sleeping, he's not missing anything. All you have to do is just like wake him up and he has his mind. It's called the bar das, therefore the get could be given. But hi mechusa maisa, over here, right now the person is sick, the demon went into him. True, we can give him the medicine we had before, give him the red meat. But until you give him that, though, the sickness is there, so therefore right now he's not fit that a get should be given. So Mr. Chashnov, Resh Lakish, Namel, Admai, L'Shoita, why doesn't Resh Lakish say it's Daimah to a Shoita? How come Resh Lakish says, no, it's Daimah to sleeping, and you could give the get right now? So my answer is, Shoita loisami biyodin. The person's a real Shoita, there's no medicine. You can't cure him right now. But hi, sami biyodin, but over here, this person, there is a refu, there is a medicine for him. Like we learned before, Bisra Sumka, Agumri, let him just take red meat that was roasted on coals, the chamra mark and the diluted wine. That's the machlekes, what this person is called. Is he doing it to a normal person that's just sleeping? Since you could give him medicine and cure him, that's for shlokesh asvara. And Yechon says, no, right now he's not cured, he's like a shaita. So where's the kasha? Me, Yom Rabbi Yechon, is it true that Rabbi Yechon said like this? V'yom Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, shochat boi shnayim arov shnayim. Someone that makes a shchit upon a person, or somebody shechs the person and cuts two, or rove of the two simonim, of his windpipe and food pipe. Then Verem, this person, makes a sign to us, the Yom, and says, Kis v'get ishtri, right to get to my wife before he dies. So Allah is a rain, lo yichtav of yitni, you have right to write together and give it over. For Tana, we also learned that Ru'a meguyid, if somebody sees somebody cut up, or it's all over, it's hanging like on a cross, on a sleeve, for him, as the person up there, you know for sure is going to die. He makes a sign to us, Yom, and he says, Kis will get Ishtar, I want you to write a get to my wife. He's a rei elu yisub of yitnu. For this person, we have a right to write and give over the get. So you see, even though the husband right now does not have strength, he himself cannot write the get, but still the shliach could do it for him. Sakam Rav Yechon argues here and says when he's sick, shliach can't do it for him. So Moritz is back, Poshet, Ochi Yash, but one do the other. Hosom died to Tzilusi. Over there, the person's das, his mind is all there. Okay, Cheshusu the Yaskulabe, just very weak, he's about to die, true. but he's only weak, his mind is there, therefore the shtir could write the get. Hocha, but over here, when the demon went into him, daite shagishti, his mind is mixed up, he's like a shaita right now, therefore the get cannot be given right now. So more, it's a kash, shemiyah, meshamalach, it's true that Shmuel said like this, I, the Amr of Yehuda, my Shmuel, shochat by shnayim, arayv shnayim. That Shmuel said that the person is still called alive, like that a get could be given. I, Shmuel says, if you see somebody that his windpipe and food pipe was cut, or baruch, and then the person runs away, that midin olav, the man that saw this has a right to go to the wife and tell the wife, I saw the way your husband is dead. So you see, we consider the person dead. If you tell me how Shmuel says he's still called the chai, get could be written for him, am I midin olav? How come a person has a right to go tell his wife that your husband died? Where is this pashut? Amri chayu, true, right now he's alive. And if the person, if the shliach writes a get before he dies, it gets a good get. But for seifel amas, but for sure this person is going to die, therefore you have a right to go home and tell his wife that he's dead. Elamayat, if so, yegoyl al yodoy, if so, if somebody does this, if somebody cuts somebody, cuts his windpipe and food pipe, you do it to shaygeg, not willingly, should have a chiyuv to go to golus if he says he's going to die. Alam atanya, how come we learned? The question of Aloma Tanya, how come we learned? Shachat boi shnayim arayv shnayim, haray zayin a girl, somebody like by mistake slits a person's neck, he doesn't have to go to Golos for this. So Moran says, it malo, we learned on this, Amar boi shiyo, chayshinim, we're afraid, shem horuach bilbalosa. Because you know what, maybe caused the death to happen, maybe the wind that came into him, that's what caused him to die. In other words, for Golos, there's a special pasuk, yoni chayv Golos, if you caused them to die 100%. The complete death. So over here, if he slit his throat, we're afraid that, you know what, finished him off, maybe now wind came in there. See, even though if you would have done this b'mezid, true, you'd be chayiv, but now that it was done b'shoigig, though, we say that you're potter, from Golos. In Nam, another pshat is, hukir v'as misosai, that he himself brought the misa upon himself. In other words, we're afraid at the end, he got such agony, they started to shake himself, and that caused him to die. Again, it's only a p'tur in Golos, not a p'tur if you would have done a b'mezit. So what says, my b'nai, what's the difference? He g'b'nai of the shochtei, the base of the shishif, you checked him in a house, a marble house, knows that no wind could come in. But a pirchis, the person, because of agony, was shaken around. In Ami Reus, the shochtei b'boron, for that pirchis. You checked him outside, where the wind was there, but you saw clearly he did not move around. So that's the two trutzim, what exactly could cause him to die, to be mekarev, to bring the Misa closer. So again, even though if you do this b'meisid, of course you'd be chayiv Misa, but b'shegudo, that's if you go to Golis, it's only if the Misa happened completely by through the person that killed him, and not if he did, the person that was dying, did anything to mekarev his own Misa. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, nishtetek, that's that if a person loses his power of speech, he can't talk anymore. The Yomer Lo, we say to him, Nichtam get li ishticho. Should we write, or do you want us to write a get for your wife? So Mishnah says that if he shakes his head, like gives a sign that he wants to get, then we have the right to give the get to his wife. In other words, this person is a baradas. This person, like, was able, was normal beforehand. His kedushin was a kedushin midiraisa. She says, now he lost the power of speech. So therefore, it's only a question, do we know what he means? Does he really want, do we know that he really wants to give a get or not? So therefore, the Mishnah says that, we check him out 3 times, that if, according to the answers that we receive from him, he knows what he's talking about, like he understands our questions, and his answers are good answers, then we say he also means to really give his wife a get, and therefore the loch is, we can give his wife a get, he's still called Daitim Yeshevasalov, that we could give his wife a get. Samara says no. For Lechish, why aren't we afraid? Dilma Shicha the lav nakte. Mashicha means, let's say he got the shivers. They made his head now make movements of saying no, no. Inam Yeros, maybe Shicha the hein hein nakte. Maybe got the shivers that make his head go like yes, yes. Saku, we check him out now with 3 answers as he answers us. So we see he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. It just happened to be that his head now by itself like moves this way or that way. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Abba Min Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Tiyamrinin Lebi Sirugin. Now we ask him, Sirugin means different questions. First we ask him a question that the answer should be yes, and then we ask him a question that the answer should be no, and then we ask him another question that the answer should be yes. Therefore, if we just get like the chill, the shiver, to say one way, it would not help, because here, both ways, we check him out. So Mara says, still, so what? Duma, why aren't we afraid, though? Maybe, shich yodisiru genaktei. Maybe got the type of a chill, the shivers, to make him shake both ways, up and down, up and down. So therefore, even though we ask him a question of yes, and then a no, and then a yes, still, maybe it's not for sure, he knows what he's talking about. Maybe just that's the way his chills make him move. So my answer is, the Amrinan lay chad lav who trade him. We ask him one question of no, and then two questions of yes. You're off the opposite way. Who train lav of the chad hein, two no's and one yes. So therefore, if we check him out this way, and he answers the right way, so then we see his mind is still with him, and therefore now that he signs to us like that he wants to give a get to his wife, we have the right to write a get for his wife and give it over to her. Today, Rabbi Shmuel Tana, by Rabbi Shmuel, they learned, Oimrim loy dvorim shal yimais hacham v'yimais hakeshamim. We ask him questions about something in the summer, in the winter months, v'shal yimais hakeshamim v'yimais hacham. And we ask him things about the winter in the summer months. So we see really if he knows what he's talking about. So Morris says, Ma'iniyu, what are we asking him? Elaim, if you're asking him questions like, does he want his coat? Kluftiki v'sadinei, we ask him now in the summer, do you want your coat? Or we ask him now in the summer, in the winter, do you want your, like, your bathing suit? For the Gemara Lechosh, let's be afraid. Dilma kura achtei, inami chama achtei. Maybe no, maybe takala maisam, that now he got the shivers, or now he got a heat. So therefore, when he says that he wants his coat in the winter, maybe it's true what he's saying, maybe he's saying something good. Because maybe right now, in the middle of the summer, he got the chills, so he needs his coat. So this is not a good way to check him out. Like, even if he says he wants his coat in the summer, maybe he's not a shaita, maybe he's a normal person, just he got the chills right now. So Gemara answers, Ela b'peri.